You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. Disney, Dick's Sporting Goods, Meta, American Express, Goldman Sachs, these are among the latest in a growing list of companies that say they will cover expenses for employees who travel out of state to access abortion care. This after last week's Supreme Court ruling striking down federal abortion rights. In some ways, this may seem like a strange role for employers to play. The travel benefit, which is new for some companies, raises all kinds of questions about privacy, social and professional stigma, and legal liability. But in other ways, it's an old story. Employers have long been the primary provider of a lot of social supports in this country, from health care to retirement plans. From our workplace culture desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
There's really no precedent for an employer benefit that cuts this deep into bitter social divides. But the rationale for employers providing it isn't unique, says Hubert Joly, a professor at Harvard Business School and former CEO of Best Buy.
In the case of Roe versus Wade, this is not about getting on a crusade of, you know, which side is right or wrong. This is about the company saying, I have people in my care who are employees. And it's vital for us that we have a diverse workforce where women in particular are well represented and feel that they can be the best version of themselves.
Joly says it's fundamentally about the relationship with employees, current and future. The same reason an employer might provide any benefit, from weekly massages to paid time off. But providing benefits on a company-by-company basis means they're often distributed unequally, says Eileen Applebaum, the co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
Of course, we always welcome whatever deep-pocket employers can do for their employees. But we also know that the main beneficiaries are white-collar, higher-paid employees at these particular companies.
Take paid family and sick leave, what could be considered precursors for this abortion aid benefit, as workers will need to take time off to travel out of state. Federal data show nearly all top-paid private sector workers get paid sick time, while only a third of the lowest-paid workers do. Almost 40% of these top-paid workers have access to paid family leave. But for the lowest income, it's closer to 10%. And Black and Hispanic or Latino workers are less likely than white workers to have access to these benefits. Josephine Calapenny heads the nonprofit Family Values at Work.
The private market hasn't solved these economic inequity issues in decades. I mean, they just continue to create a middle class divide and continue to create a gender and racial wealth divide.
Calapenny says while large, profitable companies can often afford to be generous, almost half of private sector workers are employed by small businesses, not to mention the scores of part-time, seasonal, and contract or gig workers who don't qualify for benefits, even from giant employers like Amazon.
When I think about the workers we have to solve for, I think about, you know, myself and my family members who are Black, disabled, working caregivers. And if we don't solve this for that profile of people, we're going to get it wrong.
Employer benefits like paid family leave or the new travel reimbursements are unlikely to reach most of the people who seek abortion care, says Rachel Jones, a researcher at the Guttmacher Institute, a reproductive rights organization.
We know from the research that we've done that the majority of people getting abortions are poor, low income.
She says three quarters of them are near or below the federal poverty level. Stephanie Lorraine Pinheiro leads the Florida Access Network, which funds abortion care.
The average income of someone that we have supported in the past year is $11,000 a year. They work in industry that doesn't typically provide benefits to them.
At least one business, the women-led dating app Bumble, based in Texas, has pledged to fund aid organizations like Pinheiro's, which reach beyond their employee base. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.